Okay, this week's parsha is Parsha's Naso, and that's the longest parsha in the Torah, as we know, 176 psukim long. Truth of the matter is, the reason why it's so long is because the end of the parsha. End of the parsha, the last perek of Parsha's Naso, describes for many, many, many psukim the Chanukah Samizbeach, the korbanos that the Nesiim brought to dedicate the Mizbeach. That perek has 89 psukim in it. 89 psukim, one perek. Peites psukim. In that perek, perek Zion of Sefer Bamidbar. That's why it's so long. I'm not a big mathematician, but 176 minus 89, if you knock off 90 psukim already right there, it's a very short parsha. The only reason it's a long parsha is because you have these, this long description, very, very elaborate description of the Chanukah as the Mizbeach, the Nesiim dedicating their korbanos as the Mizbeach was inaugurated in the Mishkan. Which begs the obvious question, Abu Asai, why? Why is there such repetition? Same thing, the same korban, just different day and different name. On the first day, Nachshon ben Aminadav brought it for Yehuda. On the second day, Nisan el ben Suar brought it for Shevet Yisachar. Just, okay, I get it already, I got it. You know, I get the whole situation, I got the whole story. I know who brought it, I know what they brought. Like, what's the pshat over here? I saw last night a beautiful pshat from the Chafetz Chaim, Ala Torah. And he quotes a beautiful medrash that I never knew before, and I'm very happy to share with you, excited to share with you right now. He says as follows. On the second day, we mentioned before the name of the Nasi was Nisan el ben Tzuar. Nisan el ben Tzuar. What happened on the second day? So the first day, Nachshon brought his korban. Good? The second day, Nisan el ben Tzuar came and brought his korban. But before he brought his korban, he made the following suggestion to the rest of the Nesiim. What was the suggestion? Let's all bring the same korban. Why did he make that suggestion? Because why should someone else show the other person up? Why should someone else bring a fancier korban? Mamish excellent avi, quotes Kain and Hevel. So there shouldn't be jealousy among each other. Like we find by Kain and Hevel, look, Hevel brought a nicer korban, Kain brought a less nice korban. In order to avoid that from happening, says the Chafetz Chaim, that says the Medrash, the son of Ben Tzur went ahead and made the suggestion of each person bringing the same korban, the same exact amounts. Says Chafetz Chaim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had nachas in this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so happy about this. He was so happy that there wouldn't be fighting amongst the Nesiim, no jealousy. There would be pleasantness and achdus and camaraderie amongst the Nesiim. They would all be beloved to each other. They'd all love each other. Says the Medrash, an amazing thing. Hashem says, I want in. I want into this. If there's such brotherhood, if there's such achva, if there's such respect given for each other, Hashem says, I want to be a part of this. Says the Medrash, an amazing thing. Usually a korban yachid is not docha Shabbos. Usually a korban brought by an individual is not docha Shabbos. Here, even though it was on Shabbos, one of the 12 days of the Chanukah Samizbeach was on Shabbos. It went every single day. First day of Nisan was the first day. So Shabbos should have been a break. Says the Medrash, Hashem says, no, but you decided to be so good to each other. You decided to look out for each other so much. You decided to take care of each other so much. I also want a part of it, Hashem says. And therefore, he says, you could even bring this korban on Shabbos. As the Medrash says, an amazing thing. Even though it was Shabbos, the korban was brought. Hashem says, I want a part of this. This idea reminds me of a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful idea, which is said over in the Pasuk, in Parshas Kedoshim. It says in Kedoshim, we know, V'yahavta l'rech kamocha, next two words are, Ani Hashem. What's the connection between V'yahavta l'rech kamocha, Ani Hashem? So they say over a word, I didn't be a medrash. And there was two people that got into a fight. But the fight wasn't the usual fight. It wasn't the fight like, oh, it's mine. Each one wanted the other one to go ahead and have it. No, it's yours. No, it's yours. They're fighting back and forth. And finally they came to the king, and the king said, you solve this issue. This guy says it's yours. He's saying it's yours. I don't know what to do. The king said, you know what? I have a great idea. You know? You have a son. You have a daughter. Let's make a shidduch. It'll be both of yours together. And said the king, I want to be part of this relationship. Make me a third partner in this, because when I see this kind of camaraderie, this kind of love between two people, I also want in on this also. I also want to be part of this. What's the next 2 words? Ani Hashem. Hashem says when there's love amongst the Jewish people and we care about each other, Ani Hashem, count me in. I also want to be part of this relationship. Ani Hashem. Says the Chafetz Chaim so beautifully. That's why the Torah spends so much time on this parasha. That's why there's 89 psukim again and again and again and again. Because when Hashem sees that we care for each other so much, when Hashem sees we look out for each other so much, when Hashem sees that we love each other, respect each other, we want to make sure that each other has center stage, just like we want center stage for ourselves, Hashem says, you know what? I'm going to give you all center stage. And it's, you know what? You listen in shul and Shabbos, you're like, okay, I got it already. No, you don't say that. You say to yourself, you know what this is? This is V'ahavta l'recha kamocha. This is us looking out for each other. This is a beautiful, beautiful display of a lack of competition, a lack of fighting amongst each other. Just the opposite. It should be a feeling, a sense of brotherhood, of camaraderie, of achdus. That's what these psukim represent. It seems to me the following thing, I don't know if this is true, but I have a hargasha. Two hargashos about this. One feeling I have is it's not by chance that his name was Nisana, because the word Nisana means Natan Kel. And the way he was able to give this advice was he realized that it was all a gift from Hashem. Sometimes people fight over things because they think, it's mine, I worked hard for it. It's mine, it's not yours. It's from Hashem. So it wasn't by chance that Nisan ben Tzur was the one to give this advice, because he was the one that understood in his name that it's all a gift from Hashem. But more than that, my friends, sometimes we look at the Torah itself speaks messages to us without saying anything. And this is like such a sore thumb. You look at this parasha in the Torah, you're like, why? Why is it so long? Why am I spending so many psukim going over the same thing again and again and again? When there are certain halachos that are learned out from one extra letter, vav, very, very important halachos are not even mentioned in the Torah. And here you have so many parashas, a story. Okay, and he brought it in. He's from Yisachar, he's from Zebulun. Why? Why is the Torah telling this to me? I really believe, Rabbi Osai, the Torah is talking to us. The Torah is telling you, I'm not wasting time. I'm not wasting words, I'm not wasting ink or parchment. I'm telling you this is important to me. What's important? It's really important to me, Hashem says, that you guys get along with each other. It's really precious to me that you care about each other. It matters more than anything else to me, Hashem says, in His Torah to us, that we have love amongst each other, we care for each other, we have brotherhood, we have sisterhood, we care for each other's feelings, that we're nice and thoughtful and mindful and one with each other. We're living through very, very, very challenging times. Just to think about what's transpired over the last month. Now, I'm Israel in Eretz Israel. And in the world, but certainly in Eretz Israel, is mind-boggling. Meron, a war in the south. Yesterday went up north a little bit also. Nebuch, the terrible, terrible tragedy this past Shavuos night in Yerushalayim and Givat Zev. We're living in such unusual times. I'm nobody to explain anything. I'm not going to give any explanation. Who knows? No one knows anything. No one understands these things. The Gedol Yisrael sometimes talk and give suggestions about what we should work on. Chaim spoke about being mechazik and learning Torah and tefillah. He also mentioned tefillah sedayim. That's something to be mechazik in also. And I'm sure there's sources for everything Rav Chaim is saying. There doesn't need any haskam of anybody. Nothing is by chance. Shavuos is this time of year. We just finished Sfiras HaOmer of Yekiva students, Lo Nagu Kavod Zeh L'Zeh. That's Sfiras HaOmer. On Shavuos, we have Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ki Ishecha B'Lev Echad. We've spoken a lot of times this year about this idea of Achdus and Klal Yisrael, of brotherhood and camaraderie. The Torah is telling us in this parasha that this is very, very important to Hashem. Hashem likes it when we get along. Hashem doesn't like it when we fight. Hashem likes it when there's harmony among family, among community, among Am Yisrael, even if we're different stripes and colors and sizes and shapes and forms. He likes it when we come together, and doesn't like it when there's chas v'shalom machlokes and fighting. So Rabbi Yisrael, what's my pitch for today as we close off this very unique week? It was a Shavuos week, a couple of days afterwards. My pitch to every one of us is that we should try our best, each person in his own way, to just increase up the notch, one notch of Avas Yisrael to Jews, whether they're like me, they're not as like me, they're the same as me, they're different from me, it doesn't matter. If each person is mekabel upon himself, a small kabbalah. I want to increase my Avas Yisrael. That goes a long way. That can go far. Mashiach is close. I really believe it is. Who am I to say so? Not me. Don't trust me. Chavetz Chaim said so 100 years ago, and he knew what he was talking about. And great gedolim are saying it now also. Mashiach is close by. Mirtz Hashem. All we need is a little bit more of holding on tight to our emunah, holding on tight to our people, to Avas Yisrael. Hold on tight. Mirtz Hashem will be zoche b'siyata d'shmaya soon, to celebrate Mashiach's arrival. Hopefully to have an appreciation of all of how this entire picture makes sense. And we'll be able to hopefully, Mirtz Hashem, celebrate and join together. Ki ishachad b'lev echad. And dance and celebrate wonderful times together. Have a wonderful Shabbos Kodesh Shabbosai. Definitely need a bracha achrona on this.